It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Good afternoon and welcome to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. It's Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. It's also the number one and two seed squaring off, with the Bearcats coming on in as the number one seed, Central Missouri the number two seed in this tournament. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer for this afternoon's game is Karen Martz. Matt Gorder, this is what you expect when you have a number one and two seed meet in the championship game. Doesn't often happen, but it's what it did in this matchup this weekend.
Yeah, and when you look at Central Missouri, they really earned that number two seed through the last half of the season. When they had lost to Northwest at home and lost for the second time to Northwest this year in the regular season, they had four losses already, and you wondered if they were going to just continue down that path. But since that point, they've played a 12-3 ball to earn that number two seed, playing as good a basketball as they have all year long at this time of the year, which is the goal of every single team. So we should have another good one like we've seen in the first two down here in Kansas City.
Two teams going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more on our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their eight locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, the championship game of the men's bracket of the MIAA postseason tournament, Northwest Missouri State and Central Missouri. Matt Gorder for Northwest Missouri State to top the yesterday's semifinal game. They're going to have to go a ways. I want to finish to that matchup with Missouri Southern yesterday in the semis.
Absolutely. We saw late in the ball game two huge offensive rebounds by Devontae Mosby. One of them came on a missed free throw with Northwest still down in that game very late. Then he got an offensive rebound on that same possession. Northwest was able to then get a kick-out pass to Zach Snyder, hit that three from that right wing. Huge three by him. But it's those hustle plays by Devontae Mosby recently that we've seen that I think really have sparked this Bearcat team to continue to have more and more fight, even though they've had so much success this season.
In this conference tournament, Northwest opened up with a win over Lincoln again yesterday in the semifinals, a victory over Missouri Southern. For Central Missouri, and they're into the bracket, they opened up with a victory over Central Oklahoma, and then defeated Nebraska Kearney yesterday 75-57 in their semifinal round game.
Yeah, and you know, four of them that win over Central Oklahoma, that was one of the three losses that they had after they had played Northwest, so they were kind of able to avenge that loss a little bit. That was at Central Oklahoma. Here, obviously, the neutral site, so they took advantage of that to get into today's action.
Northwest and Central. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to our pregame before this afternoon's MIAA postseason tournament championship game, Northwest and Central Missouri, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Ben, before we talk about today's game, let's go back to yesterday afternoon, the exciting semifinal round win over Missouri Southern. And how much fun was that to be a part of that game?
Oh, it was a blast. I mean, Southern really brought it, I thought, defensively. It was just one of those classic tournament settings, classic tournament games where it was back and forth. And they took the lead late, and that was the first lead, I think, of the game for them. It made it tough on us, but towards the end, our kids believed that we could pull it out, and obviously, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. I think Zach is both lucky and good. You know, he practices so many shots that he was fortunate enough to make that one.
Hey, that was a tough shot to put down. He was guarded pretty well, and again, a little bit off balance, so he was able to get that to fall.
Yeah, I mean, the guy undercut him. It's a tough one to call in that situation, so I get it. But he got hit and shot it. As he shot it, he got hit, and he stayed with his follow-through, stayed with his release, and really stuck at home.
Talk about the game plan going into that final possession there. What were some of the things you wanted to get accomplished out of that? And, again, were you able to get essentially the shot you wanted out of that?
Just want to make sure we got a shot. I mean, that's either Zach or Justin was a good option, and it's really just kind of spread it out and let Justin create for somebody, and I thought he did a great job of creating in that situation, and the guy stunted at him for a split second and just gave Zach just enough time to get that shot off, Justin just enough time to deliver the pass.
And you were able to get a lot of key free throws in that game yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought that we made them, we made them when we needed to, I guess. And the right people went to the right line or to the line at the right time. And so that helps, too. We're going to need more of the same tonight. This is going to be one of those games, and it'll be tough.
I thought one of the keys, too, yesterday, and you talked about this before the contest, just rebounding, how important that was going to be. And you guys really went to both offensive and defensive boards very hard in that one.
Yeah, I thought that was the key. I thought we not only matched it, I thought we were better in those departments. And if we could do that more consistently, I just got to tell them that the other team is that good rebounding, and they'll rebound for some reason. But It was nice because we needed it, and we needed every one of those possessions because our offense wasn't exactly clicking.
Now, today you've got Central Missouri, a team you defeated a couple times this past season. But the third matchup here in the championship game, what are some of the keys, I guess, a Central Missouri team that really appears to be playing better than perhaps they've had all season?
Yeah, they're playing great. They're a good basketball team. They're playing great defensively. They kind of just keep people in front of them, plug gaps, try to keep you away from layups, and then offensively, they do a variety of things. Most importantly, there are a lot of dribble drive, a lot of dribble penetration on that stuff.
All right, well, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We're back and have the starting lineups right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest Missouri State, the number one seed in this tournament, comes in with a 28-1 record for Central Missouri. They are 21-8. Bearcats, the number one seed. Central Missouri, the number two seed. And time now to check the starting lineups. First of all, for Northwest at the point guard, Justin Fitz. Fitz, a 5'9 junior from Blue Springs, Missouri, this year's MIAA Player of the Year. That ranks him just under 20 points a game and 4 rebounds a contest. Also averages 5.4 assists per contest, which is second in the MIAA in that category. The other guard is Anthony Woods, a 6'2 senior from Kansas City, Missouri, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Chris Eberlin down at a 4 position, a 13 All-MIAA performer. He's averaging 13 points and 6 rebounds a contest. In the first meeting with Central Missouri back in Maryville, and before the turn of the year, he had 27 points and 3 rebounds, going along with 2 steals and assists in that first meeting. Zach Snyder had the game winner in yesterday's contest against Missouri 7. He's starting at a forward position, a 6'7 senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a game. And inside, Brett Doherty. Doherty, a 6'7 junior from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per contest. For Central Missouri, they'll be starting at a guard, Deshaun Rice, a 6'1 junior from Fort Smith, Arkansas, transferred from Northern Oklahoma University, averaging 5 points and 2 rebounds a contest. And DJ Richardson, a 6'4 junior from Michigan, averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds a contest. He had 14 points against Nebraska Kearney in yesterday's game. At a forward, Spencer Reeves, a 6'3 junior from Newark, Arkansas, and a transfer from North Greenville, averaging 17 points and 4 rebounds a game. He's a second-team All-MIAA performer for the Mules. At another forward, Kyle Wolf, a 6'6 senior from Lenexa, Kansas, a third-team All-MIAA, averaging 11 points and 4 rebounds a game. And inside, Marquez Lawrence, a 6'8 senior from Columbus, Ohio, and a transfer from Kent State. He averages 10 points and nearly 7 rebounds a game. And yesterday's semifinal round contest, they had 17 points and 10 boards to go along the three blocks against Nebraska Kearney. That's the way the lineup looked. Central Missouri under head coach Carl Skinner, former head assistant under former Northwest head coach Steve Tapmar back a number of years ago, and Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Bearcats, a former G Andrew Tapp as well. So they score off in this MIAA postseason championship game. And it's Northwest and Central Missouri. We're back at race for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 582-7387. And from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, providing brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family owned since 1951. Or at 800-292-6546. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Edward Jones financial advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More at 660-582-7119.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville. Offering flowers for all occasions, Bittersweet also provides wedding decor, gifts, and wrapping. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Support also comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. Also from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The National Anthem performed by the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Pep Band. We're just moments away from tip-off time. Northwest and Central Missouri in this championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer is Karen Moritz for this evening's, actually this afternoon's game. Bearcats come in with a 28-1 record. Central Missouri is 21-8 on this season. About the starting lineup now to be introduced here at front of this crowd here at Municipal Auditorium. And again, a good turnout for this matchup, both for Central and Northwest Missouri State. Matt Gorder, a great crowd on hand for this.
Yeah, absolutely. As you expect, both teams travel fairly well. I still think, again, we've got more Bearcat fans, as you come to expect. Both teams behind us have the same amount of seats, and they're all full. But you look on the far side, there's basically three lower-level sections two of the three are full of green and white, and the other one's got some green and white scattered in it, and then there's also some red and black. So I think the Northwest fans are going to be here loud and proud once again today.
And the starting lineups will be introduced in front of the crowd here at Municipal Auditorium. When you look at the game to follow this one in the women's bracket, that will have Emporia State, the number three seed, going up against number five seed Central Oklahoma, the team that Northwest lost to back on Tuesday in the opening round of the MIAA postseason tournament for the women. That Central Oklahoma team on a little bit of a run right now.
Yeah, and really it was just one quarter for the Northwest women in that game that kept them from being able to beat Central Oklahoma. Otherwise, maybe they're in the same situation. They played right with Central Oklahoma and even outplayed them at times in that ball game. So maybe a little frustrating, but it's good that if the team that you're going to lose to makes it to the title game, maybe that makes it a little bit easier.
A little bit of fireworks last night in that women's semifinal round game between Central Oklahoma and Leonardwood. Some fans got into it. They had to escort some fans out of the game during that contest.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the talk of Municipal Auditorium before the start of this one.
Yeah, you know, and that's just it. Fans can, you want to be rowdy, you want to be loud, you want to be proud of your team, but, you know, you gotta have a line, I guess, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of people to blame in that, but who knows. But, yeah, you definitely got fans that are passionate about their schools for sure.
This is the third meeting between Northwest and Central Missouri, and the Bearcats won the first two meetings relatively easy. But I think you really have to throw those two games out. As we talked a little bit earlier in our pregame, this is a Mules team that's playing much better basketball now than what they did the last night in the season.
Yeah, they are. They're very guard-oriented. Their guards make this team go. The one thing that maybe they do lack a little bit, especially on the offensive end, is depth. They've got four guys that average in double digits, four starters, and once you go beyond that, they really fall off quite a bit offensively. So that may be one area they lack a little bit, and for Northwest, we'll see if they're able to take advantage of that, because I think Northwest can be a lot deeper offensively when they need to be.
One thing that'll be interesting watching this game, too, you've got the top two defensive teams in the MIAA.
Yeah, you know, and potentially it could be a low-scoring ball game. I think the very early part of this game is going to be low-scoring, especially as these two teams feel each other out. We'll have to wait and see if it's going to be that way the entire ball game or not.
Teams have been introduced again for the Bearcats. They're starting on it, Justin Pitts along with Chris Hebrew and Dow, Anthony Woods, Brett Doherty, and Zach Snyder. And for Central Missouri, Deshaun Rice, DJ Richardson, Marquez Lawrence, Spencer Reeves, and Kyle Wolf. Officials for today's game, Brad Ferry along with Ed Crenshaw and John Hendricks. Again, the three very experienced MIAA officials getting this men's championship game this afternoon here at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. And for the Bearcats, the number one seed in this tournament after winning the regular season championship, they'd like to win this conference championship and then look ahead toward next week. The Bearcats are in the regional, and regardless of what happens today, and really for the most part, it looks like Northwest will be hosting that regional next weekend.
Yeah, they'll be hosting the regional regardless of what happens today, but there's something about pride. There's no relaxing. These guys want to have the sweep of the championships this year.
Bearcats have won worn their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green throughout this tournament run. For the Mules, wearing their black uniforms with the white numerals trimmed in red for the first time in this tournament. The tip is up, and they'll have to redo this one more time. A little bit of trouble as Ray Doherty will jump center against Marquez Lawrence. And now we are ready, and the Bearcats will win the tip as they'll go from our left to our right in this first half here at Municipal Auditorium. Snyder out front, looks off the right side for Chris Lindell. They will drive to the right baseline. Baseline cut off, brings the right side for Anthony Woods. Woods on the wing. Touch work, a screen by Doherty. Out of a double team and a reach-in foul coming up on the Mules. And the get called on this one will be Spencer Reeves. Second team All-MIAA performer picks up his first foul and the Mules first as well. Game just underway. Inbound goes to Pitts. He's guarded by Deshaun Rice, out man-to-man out of the Mules. Pitts cuts the left side wide open, and down on the left wing takes the three out the front of the rim. Won't go, and a reach-over foul coming up on Anthony Woods as he was trying to pick the rebound away from Reeves. Reeves had the position, and Woods will pick up the foul.
Yeah, that's one of those fouls. You applaud the effort because he was going after a ball. That's not one of those fouls that drives coaches crazy, but being as early as it is, it drives you a little bit crazy.
Rice into the front court. Puts off the right side. Reeves, guarded by Woods, out to the top of the key. Lawrence Dribbles at the elbow, left side, pulls up, left wing pass. Finds Wolf. Wolf at the top of the key. Finds Reeves. Reeves backpedals with the dribble near the jump ball circle. Nine on the shot clock. Dribbles the left wing down to the free throw line through the lane to the bucket. Left handed scoop layup rims around it in. Spencer Reeves makes it a 2-0 Central Missouri lead over Northwest. Fitz across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Looks on the right wing for Woods. Woods back out front. Fitz between the circles. Dribbles left, gets a screen by Doherty, now dribbles out of it, into the right baseline, for Woods. Pungo, left side, finds him down the left corner, holds it, with nine on the shot clock, out front for Pitts. Pitts, playing the circle, dribbles right side, pulls up the runner on the right, misses a little bit too hard, and now clears the rebound out near the free throw line, and now back out to Woods, and a fresh 30 on the shot clock for Northwest. Woods, left wing, dribbles out front in a double team, cross court right side, Pitts. Fakes left, goes right through the lane, kicks the left corner, and Dow steps in front, now goes left side to Pitts once again on the left wing. 12 on the shot clock, now in Dow front left. Dribbles down the lane, up for the shot, off the front of the rim, no fight for the rebound, it goes to Woods, puts it up, in and a foul.
Great effort by Endow to push that rebound to Woods and get Woods that opportunity.
Richardson picks up the foul, that is his first, team second. Anthony Woods going to the free throw line with a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor. Anthony, a 48% shooter this season at the charity stripe. Takes a dribble, deep breath, and the free throw is too hard, and the long rebound goes to Wolf for Central Missouri. Weiss will take it across the midcourt right side. Gives it to Reeves, out between the circles. Richardson, started by and down, now away from the ball. Whistle underneath, and it looks like Anthony Woods will get a call for the foul. That will be Anthony's second. Playing out pretty hard with Reeves early in this game, and he'll go to the sideline, and this will get Brian Welty into the ballgame. Welty gave Northwest some very good minutes, really, this entire tournament against Lincoln. We got some extended playing time when Chris and Dale got into foul trouble, and then got a lot of playing time yesterday in that semifinal round win over Missouri Southern. Into the right corner, Reeves takes the three, got it, nothing to get. Spencer Reeves with 5 points in this first half, all five of the Mules points. It's a 5-2 game. Northwest Missouri State trails in this one. Pitts looks into the right side for Snyder. Wants the three off the wing. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Rebound Doherty. Put back off the right side of the screen.
Great block out by Brent Doherty.
And it's a 5-4 game. Northwest Missouri State trails by one. 17-33 left in the first half. Off the right side, Reeves. Double team, kicks it out front. Wolf will drive to the lane, takes a 15-foot jumper, and rims out right. Rebound to Northwest. Ryan Welty will clear it away and give it up to and down. Now to Pitts. Northwest from our left there, right into the front court. Right side Pitts to the top of the key. Off the drive on Rice through the lane. Ball tripped, knocked loose, picked up by Reeves, now controlled by Endow. Endow bumped as he goes up with a shot. They're going to call a blocking foul on the Mules. If you go on to Sean Rice, that'll be his first. Yeah, it looks like we're going to see the foul on the floor before the shot by Endow. So Northwest landbound baseline left. 5-4 Northwest trail Central Missouri early in this MIAA postseason tournament championship game. Endow off the left side between the legs with the dribble, trying to post up left. And goes up for the shot. Won't go off the right side. Rebound on the baseline out of bounds. That will block two. Now they're going to call a foul on Northwest now. Endow will get a call for the foul. That'll be his first fighting for the rebound. 1 point deficit for Northwest with 17:01 left in the first half. Rice will take it into the front court for Central Missouri. 16:56 left in this half. Out to the top of the key. Dribbling outside, Rice scoops the pass left for Richardson. Richardson drives on Snyder through the lane, stops up with a shot, and hits it on the left side with the left hand. Richardson with his first bucket, 7-4 Northwest trails. Out front, Pitts dribbles to the right wing. Now through the lane, finds Welty off the left wing. Back out front, left Pitts. Guarded by Rice. Trying to get a screen by Doherty. Dribbles right, long bounce pass on the right wing for Endow. Low right for Doherty. Doherty posting up in a double team. Back to Endow, right wing three on the way. Rims around and out. Rebound. Doherty stripped out of his hands. They dive after the ball. Doherty in the middle of that as well. And of course, and a held ball coming up. Possession arrow will give it to Central Missouri. Clarence Smith into the game for the Mules, and for Northwest, Devontae Mosby comes in. Doherty will go to the sideline for the Bearcats. Right now, it looks like one of the defensive strategies for the Mules is to give Chris Endow a lot of room out on the offense. Chris has missed four shots so far. If he can get some things dropping down, that will open up a lot for Northwest. Rice out to the top of the key, through the lane, bounce pass, low right side for Lawrence. Tries to go off with a shot, it's stripped out of bounds, and it will belong to Central Missouri.
Yeah, you're definitely seeing another level of play from Central than what we saw in the two regular season matchups.
Rice will inbound into the right corner. Reeves drives the baseline. Up for the shot, and a whistle. He was bumped, and now coming up on Northwest. This will go on and down. That'll be his second foul. So a couple starters with two early fouls apiece, Anthony Woods and Chris Endow.
And Reeves really had nothing he could do there. He was forcing the shot and just got bailed out.
85% shooter at the free throw line, and he hits his first one. He has 6 points. Central as a team, very good at the free throw line. Second in the conference at 76.2%. Reeves' second free throw, rims around, and in. 9-4 lead for the Mules over the Bearcats. 15:58 left in the first half. Looking at half-court pressure, and down pulls up in front of the timeline. Passes to Mosby into the front court, back to Endow. Cats trying to spring out their offense. Fitz with it to the left wing. Doesn't get a screen by Mosby. Cross court right for Snyder. Hands off Welty. Back out for Fitz. Nine on the shot clock. Fitz drives the lane. The runner is rubbing around it. Out on the rebound, Lawrence for Central Missouri. Cats have had a number of shots that just won't fall in this first half. Rice down the lane right. And cuts going to the right corner. She's falling to the floor. Throws the ball out of bounds. And a ball to Northwest after a timeout. 15:27 left in the first half. Central Missouri 9, Northwest Missouri State 4. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Wright Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
15:27 left in the first half. Northwest trailing 9-4. Bearcats a struggle from the field, shooting just 22% from the field. 2 of 9 compared to 3 of 4 shooting from the Mules. Right side Pitts looks low right for Mosby, posting up with Lawrence as he tries to drive on Lawrence. Whistle and a travel violation coming up on Mosby trying to cut into the lane.
Mosby trying to read what was going to happen there defensively and just couldn't get a good read on it, and that pushed him into the travel.
Yeah, 9-4 the score. Northwest trailing. Out front Wise dribbles to the right wing. Hands off to Reeves. Takes it out top of key. Now to Wilton. His pass took away by Pitts. Picked up by Endow. Out there goes to Pitts on the fast break. Right side lays there. Blocked away. Wilton following on the play. Scoops it in the left corner for Pitts. And Northwest will set up the offense. Pitts in the left corner. Through the lane. The runner on the way is good. Pitts with his first bucket of the game. 9-6. Northwest Missouri State trailing with 14:44 left in the first half. Rice off the right side, hands off to Reeves. Out front, left Smith. Guarded by Welty. Off of the key. Now dribbles right side. Hands off to Rice. Rice has ball tipped loose briefly by Pitts. Now will drive the lane left as he goes to the bucket. Puts on a foul inside. Just to go on, Northwest. Dan Pitts picks up the foul. That'll be his first. A 9-6 game. Northwest trails Central Missouri. And this will get the Mules to the free throw line.
Coach Carl Skint being told by one of the officials to settle down. They can call the game. He's pretty fired up today.
Free throw by Rice is good. They'll have another one.
And you think of what's all on the line for Central. Their season either comes to an end with a loss here today, or if they win, they get a chance to go to Maryville next week.
Second free throw by Rice is good. The winner of this tournament gets an automatic bid into the Central Regional Tournament. Northwest already wrapped up a spot in that tournament. 11-6, Northwest Missouri State in front, 14-22 left in the first half. Fits into the front court right side. Started now by Clarence Smith. Out into out between the circles, Welty. One dribble, bounce pass in down right wing. High push right side, Mosby. Back in down right side. Started by Wolf. Now dribbles into the right corner where Lawrence checks him up. Circle right side for Mosby with nine on the shot clock. Drives into a double team off the baseline. Goes left side, finds Welty open. Three on the way is good. Welty hits the three from the left side. A great job by Mosby finding an open player. Out front, left side, Smith on the left wing. 11-9, Northwest trails. Drives the lane on Welty. Lays it up. Won't go, and a retour foul coming up on Lawrence. That's up in Missouri trying to go for the rebound.
Great positioning by Devontae Mosby right there, blocking him out.
Well, I can't say enough of the job Mosby's been doing the last month or so of the season. And just look at yesterday's game, Matt. Northwest doesn't win that game without the hustle of Mosby.
Yeah, and they're all hustle plays. That's just it. They're huge plays, diving after balls, calling timeouts to keep possession. I mean, he's just being a heady player and working his tail off.
11-9, Northwest trails. Pits out front, drives the lane. Baseline four and down. Sends it in. The two-handed slam by Chris and down. Ties this game up at 11 with 13-20 left in the first half.
Gets the Bearcat fans to their feet.
Ball foul front, right side for the Mules, and away from the ball foul. Chris will pick up the foul. That's a big one on Endell. Away from the ball, and Endell picks up his third foul. Now we get Woods off the bench and into the game, and Chris will go to the sideline. Chris not happy about it. Bearcat, rather the Mules inbound, baseline right. Smith gets the inbound to Wolf out front, right side reads. Dribbles to the right wing, hands off to Wolf out between the circles for DJ Richardson. Back pedals near midcourt. Takes it to the top of the key. To the lane. As he goes to a halt, we're going to call for a charge. Good job by Snyder coming over and cards are on second three. Richardson picks up his second. Bearcats with a chance to take the lead as this game tied up at 11. Northwest has never led in this game. And a long way to go, 12:59 left in the first half. Sean Rice back into the game. Richardson goes to the sideline for the Mules. Pitts walks it across the jump ball circle, dribbles right side, accelerates through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. 4 points for Pitts and Northwest with their first lead, 13-11 or 12:43 left in the first half. Northwest with seven unanswered points. Out to the top of the key, Rice dribbles out, pulls up, pass to the right side for Smith. He'll set up, wants a long three, got it. Clarence Smith with his first bucket at 17-3 of the season, and that gives the Mules a 14-13 lead. Cross midcourt, right side, Pitts for Northwest. Lobs a pass to Mosby. Elbow, it takes it into the lane. Now front for Welty, now near midcourt, the pass for Pitts. 15 on the shot clock. Goes left side, guarded by Smith. It's a screen by Mosby. Steps back, now will drive the lane. To the bucket, right side, lays it up and in. Justin Pitts beginning to take over the offense for Northwest. A 1 point Bearcat lead, 15-14. Just under 12 minutes left in the first half. Reeves out front, left side Smith, into left corner, Wolf takes the long three, and he hits it. Wolf with his first three of the game. This is a Central team that's fifth in the conference in three-point shooting, and they're red hot from three-point range so far.
3 of 3.
17-15. Mules in front of the Bearcats. Pitts on the left wing, sets up. He'll take the three, and he'll hit it. 9 points for Pitts. 18-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Rice, dribbles left side, to the left wing, Smith. pulls up his dribble. Left wing pass for Rice. Went for the Bearcat bench. Will drive the lane. Picks off the right side. Open is Lawrence misses the shot. That's Jacob Lawrence, who checked in during that last offensive play. He misses a free attempt, and the Bearcats with the rebound. They'll take it left to right across the timeline with just under 11 minutes left in this first half. Pitch out front. Guarded by Rice. Gets a screen by Realty. Back to Welty on the left side. Down to Snyder. Left corner. Open. Three is good. And a foul. Snyder will get to the free throw line after draining the three from the left sideline.
That's what happens. We have two great three-point shooters on the same side of the floor.
Breaking the action as well. 10:49 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 21, Central Missouri 17. Back in 90 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
17, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri with 10:49 left in the first half. Matt Gorgas, a bit of a sense that Northwest having some momentum here.
Yeah, they do, especially if you see Zach hit this free throw here. They're starting to build up a little bit of a lead, and we'll see how long that lasts. Sometimes momentum doesn't last quite as long in big games like this as it usually does.
Snyder's free throw rattles down. He has 4 points. He went to the line after hitting a three before the timeout, where he's fouled by Clarence Smith. The 22-17 Northwest Missouri State lead. Rice out front. Gets it to Brad Woodson, who checked in during the break. Left side for Smith to the baseline left. Out front left side for Woodson. Between the circle, Rice. Looks back at Carl Skitt, the head coach of the Mules. Now will dribble right side. Reeves will take the pass with seven on the shot clock. Steps up, wants the three over Woods. Runs around out. Welty with the rebound for Northwest. Four Bearcats in the lane with an opportunity to pull down that board. 22-17, Northwest Missouri State up. Into the front court pits. He's met by Deshaun Rice. Will dribble through the top of the key. Looks in the lane for Mosby. Mosby trying to force a pass low for Woods. Ball stripped loose, and it is picked up by Smith for Central Missouri. He'll break it across midcourt left side. Goes into the left corner. And now we'll bring it back out front left. Rice. Looks low left side for Jacob Lawrence. Lawrence posting up with Welty. Into lane. Pivots past Welty up with a shot on the glass and good. Lawrence with his first bucket. A 6'8 sophomore from Buffalo, Illinois. 22-19, Northwest Missouri State in front, 9:35 left in the first half. Pass past the right wing from Pitts to Anthony Woods. Finds Welty between the circles. Hands off to Pitts. Now tries to get a screen by Welty as Pitts will go low left side for Mosby. Finds Woods cutting the bucket, misses the shot. Woods with the rebound, the putback won't go, but a foul that should get Anthony back to the free throw line as he is fouled by Jacob Lawrence. He picks up his first.
Yeah, there were two Bearcats, both Woods and Mosby down there were the only two that really had position to even get that rebound. Another old board leads to an opportunity at points here for Northwest.
Anthony Woods going to the free throw line. 0-1 at the line in this first half. And now 1-2 as he hits the first free throw. 3 points for Anthony. Mosby to the sideline and Doherty back into the ballgame. 23-19, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Wood's second free throw rattles down. 24-19, Bearcat lead. 9-11 left in the first half. Reeves out front right. Goes cross court left, Smith. Holds it out front. Now drives on Welty down the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Smith with 5 points. 24-21, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 9 minutes left in the first half. Fitz at midcourt, looks back at head coach Ben McCollum, and now we'll set up the play. Dribble left side, and into a double team, goes baseline left for Woods, skips it across right side for Snyder, three on the way, count it. Zach with 7 points, 27-21, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 8:30 left in the first half. Rice into the front court, left side to the left wing, to the top of the key now. Rice on Snyder through the lane to the bucket, lays it up and in. Rice with 4 points, 27-23, Northwest with the lead. Fitz into the front court, again met by Rice. Now we'll drive, top of the key, hooks the pass to Doherty, back to Fitz, down the lane left. Now to Doherty into the lane, up for the shot with the left hand, too hard off the back of the rim, and the rebound to Woodson and Central Missouri. They'll give it to Rice. Now cross court left side, Reeves on the wing to the top of the key, Woodson. Rice out front. Dribbles between the circles. Now left wing, pulls up, 16-foot jumper out front. Off the back of the rim, Woods and Welty fight for the rebound. Woods will claim it. Northwest Missouri State in front, 27-23. Fits into the front court right side. Now drives the lane, a little runner right side, banks it and hits it. High off the glass, he banked it down. 11 points for Pitts, 29-23. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Rice dribbles right side, hands off to Smith. Pulls up at the free throw line at the elbow right side. Now to Rice. Just over 7 minutes left in the first half. Rice expires his dribble. Finds Smith near the right sideline. Dribble out front. Now drives on Doherty. Down the lane left side. Doherty slots it out of bounds. Red Doherty with his 11th block of the season. Ball goes out of bounds. The Mules will have the ball following a timeout. 29-23, Northwest in front of Central Missouri. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson. National Investors provides classes on legal documents and 401k alternatives. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
6:56 left in the first half. Northwest 29, Central Missouri 23. Pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The Mules have 3 seconds on the shot clock as they will inbound left side off the baseline. They lob it to Lawrence in the lane, takes it up with a shot, banks it, and misses it as the rebound comes down to Welty in Northwest. 29-23, Northwest in front of Central Missouri. Fitz into the front court, dribbles right side, down the lane he goes, runner on the way from Fitz, good. Justin Pitts now with 13 points, 31-23. The Bearcats in front of Central Missouri. 6.5 minutes left in the first half off the left side with the Dribbles leave. Pressford right side, Smith. And Volte picks him up. With the screen by Lawrence. Down the lane left he goes. Into left corner for Rice. Rice tries the baseline. In lane off balance up for the shot. Won't go. He falls to the floor and he'll get to the free throw line. Fouled on the player. Brett Doherty picks up the foul. That'll be his first. Officials will confer at the free throw line.
Jacob Lawrence has a bloody nose, so they're going to come over to the video, take a look, and see if there's anything they need to assess against Northwest or just figure out exactly why it happened.
Northwest in front, 31-23. They fell behind early in this one, but Bearcats, after being cold from the field in the first two or three minutes of this first half, they really picked things up now, shooting 54.5% from the field, 12 of 22. A lot of that, Justin Pitts. Pitts right now with 13 points out of this first half. He's had the three-pointer and some of those patented drives to the bucket, accounting for the rest of his points. Again, 31-23, Northwest Missouri State with the lead.
It looks like teammates of Lawrence said that there was nothing there. They don't even need to really look at the, yeah, they say nothing, so they quit looking at the video and just said, okay, we're good to go. Although Lawrence, on his way over to the sideline, he was complaining to the official, but.
So going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Deshaun Rice. Rice with 4 points in this first half. Now five as he hits the free throw. Three of his 5 points coming at the free throw line. He's a good free throw shooter, 80% on the year. And his second one rattles round out. Rebound to Northwest and Doherty. They'll give it to Pitts. Northwest in front, 31-24. 6:10 left in the first half. Pitts in the front court, doubles right side. Out top of the key, between the circles. Drive to the right wing. Out front, Doherty. Now back to Pitts. Sets up, wants the top of the key three up in front of the rim. Rebound pulled away by Lawrence inside. That is Marquez Lawrence. He does it to Rice, and he'll go across midcourt from our right to our left in this first half. Left side for Reeves. He'll bring it out between the circles. Cross court, right side pass, Smith. It's a screen by Lawrence. Dribble to the left wing. Out front, right, Reeves. Now Lawrence at the elbow right side will drive the lane right. And a charge coming up. And Doherty stepped up through the charge. And Marquez Lawrence picks up his second foul. 31-24, Northwest with the lead. The championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Now Jacob Lawrence back into the ballgame. Takes place of Marquez Lawrence.
It's easy to confuse. They told us earlier in the year it's Lawrence and Lawrence. So there is a difference between the two.
Across the timeline left, Richardson. Dribbles into double team at the elbow, finds Doherty, drives down the lane, up with a shot over Lawrence, and he hits it. And Doherty off the glass with the left hand. 33-24 Northwest Missouri State up. On the left wing, Smith. Drives the lane left, pulls up out front, Reeves. Wants to drive on Woods, as far as his dribble. Hands off to Rice, drives to the right baseline. Pull on the shot clock, now past Woods. Left for Lawrence, now left side, gets it to Smith. Out front, Reeves takes the three, rattles around and out, rebound to Northwest. Woods will put it away, take it across midcourt. Long pass left side for Snyder, now back to Welty.
Reeves really has quieted down. He scored the first 5 points of the game for Central Missouri. He has only scored two since. That's a big key for the Mules.
And the Bearcats have taken the lead, 33-24. Pitts at the elbow right side for Doherty. Left side, Welty. Out front for Pitts once again. There's eight on the shot clock. Bounce pass for Doherty. Baseline for Woods. Reverse layup. Right side, good. Quick at left with the basket. Dribbled a couple times and reversed it off the bucket on the right side. And the Bearcats out to a 35-24 lead and a timeout's being called by Central Missouri. 4:19 left in this first half. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
4:19 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 35, Central Missouri 24. The largest lead of this game for the Bearcats. The Mules opened up with a 5-0 lead start, had a lead of 5 points in this first half. But the Bearcats, right now, really taking control of this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that you hate to see, and this is the second time it's happened this half, with Northwest having some momentum when a timeout comes, you know, sometimes that can slow that down. It didn't the first time, but we'll see what happens here with this timeout. See if the Bearcats can keep the momentum going into halftime.
Brad Woodson back in the game for the Mules. He will inbound. Bearcats with Welty, Snyder, Pitts, Mosby, and Woods on the floor. Woodson will inbound and get it to D.J. Richardson. He also checked in during that breakage. Left side Smith on the wing. Now will Rance out front. Flies on Mosby. Now to Reeves at the top of the key. Cross court right side. Woodson takes the three off the front of the rim, and Mosby clears the rebound for Northwest. One of the reasons Northwest has been able to expand things here, doing a good job on the defensive boards.
Just one offensive rebound for Central Missouri so far.
35-24, Northwest in front. Welty out front, Mosby. Cross court left hits. Goes in the left corner for Woods. Trying to force a pass in the lane for Mosby. It's knocked loose, picked up by the Mules on the break. Richardson to the bucket and a one-handed slam as he knocks it in. He's got 4 points. 35-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Between the circles, Pitts looks right side, finds Mosby. Out front for Pitts as the Mules in his own defense. Dribbles right side, long into the right corner for Welty. Finds Mosby. Mosby open, finds Maytine open as Woods wide open back of that zone and just kisses her off the glass.
One thing Northwest does, they move the ball around so well around the perimeter and just inside the perimeter, defenses forget about right underneath the bucket.
37-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. Ball right side Smith in a double team. Mosby and Pitts finds Reeves to the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. 2:50 left in the first half. Reeves down the lane on Woods. Up for the shot, misses it. Rebound on the baseline loose, and it goes out of bounds. It belonged to Northwest Missouri State. Woodson tried to save it inbounds for the Mules. Bearcats will get it. 2:45 left in the half, and a 37-26 lead over the Mules. Full court pressure out of Central Missouri. Inbound comes to Pitts. 1-2-2 pressure. And the Cats break it. Welty into the front court. Cats will set up the offense. Teams have had very little success pressing against Northwest this year. Pitts left side. Top of the key. Into the right corner for Snyder. Scores up. Wants the three. It takes a long bounce off the back rim. Hustling after on the baseline is Mosby. As he goes cross court left, gets it to out front for Woods. Now out front left for Pitts. 37-26. Northwest up. 2:14 left. High post left for Woods. Out right side for Snyder. Back to Woods at the top of the key. Will drive the lane. Right side. Turns, takes the jumper, and misses the shot. Another rebound. Welty cutting through the lane. The Cats with another 40 on the shot clock. Cats just out hustling the Mules right now on the boards, both offensive and defensively. 37-26. Northwest in front. 1:50 left in the half. On the right wing, Woods. Out front, Mosby. And he throws the leg. Goes cross court. Want to get it to Pitts. It cut toward the bucket, and the pass goes out of bounds. It'll belong to the Mules. Grant Graham into the game for Northwest. Wood will go to the sideline, get a breather before the end of this first half. Cats have played a lot of this half without Chris and Dower, picked up three fouls. 37-26, Northwest Missouri State up off the right side. Reeves, he's guarded by Graham. Reeves dribbles with the left hand between the circles. Wolfer check back in for the Mules. That's our left side for Richardson. Richardson low left Lawrence. His nose bandaged up. Will dribble once, spin left. Up for the shot. That's too hard. Wolfie with the rebound for the Cats.
Yeah, you're seeing some fatigue for Central Missouri. Northwest on their offensive possessions, they're averaging about 22 seconds of possession, and Central is having to work their tail off on those possessions, and I think you're starting to see it really work its way into the legs of Central Missouri.
1:12 left in the half, a timeout. We'll keep it right here, 37-26. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri. I think one thing, too, I've been impressed with Ryan Welty the last two games. I think in Thursday afternoon's game, he was going for some rebounds and had to strip down his hands a couple times. And I think Coach Sepp kind of impressed upon him the need to bring down the rebounds a little bit harder. In the last two games, there's nobody getting rebounds out of his hands when he comes down with it.
Well, and he's played an important role because of foul trouble. He's probably played a few more minutes than he normally would have because Endow's been in foul trouble a couple of ball games here, and he's been able to step in and provide some very quality minutes when Endow's been in foul trouble down here this weekend.
He's hit a three already in this game. 37-26, Northwest Missouri State in front. 1:12 left in this first half. Fitz, left side, Woods out between the circles. Snyder, right side, Welty. Dribbles between the circles, expires the dribble, finds it. Fitz, back to Welty, now back to Fitz. Left side for Snyder. Snyder with seven on the shot clock, finds Fitz. Fitz out front for Woods, drives the lane, back to Fitz, left side, two on the shot clock. A shot fake, takes the jumper, and hits it. And the shot clock goes down. 16 points for Pitts, 40-26. Northwest Missouri State in front. Richardson, left side, gets it to Wolf. Now left Lawrence, back to Wolf. Ball knocked loose in the lane, and it's picked up by Woods for Northwest. 30 seconds left in the half, and a strong finish of this first half for the Bearcats. 14-point lead, their largest of this game. Pitts between the circles. And he has the zone defense out of the Mules. Dribbles left wing. Sets up. He'll take another three. Runs around and out. Rebound into the lane for Richardson. And Central Missouri pushes it down the floor to 5 seconds left. To the bucket. Blocked away by Wolfe. Put back by Wolf. It's banked in. Darrell Wolf gets the put back just as the buzzer sounds. Bearcats are going to the locker room at halftime with a 40-28 lead over Central Missouri in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. We're back to have more for you right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
We are back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City at the half. Northwest Missouri State opening this game up. They lead Central Missouri 40-28 in the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a strong, strong finish of this first half for Northwest.
Yeah, it really was. You know, it was almost kind of a two-for-one situation for about the last 10 minutes of the half, where Northwest would get a couple of buckets, and then you'd see Central Missouri score. Northwest would get a couple of buckets, and then Central would score, and so that's how they were able to build out that lead. And that's a good way to do it, because I think it adds a little bit to the frustration level than, say, a 14-0 run or something like that. So, yeah, they basically were trading, but it was a two-for-one situation for the last 10 minutes. Of that first half.
Strong first half for Justin Fitz.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, what he expects. We talked about it in the first game of the tournament, how there was the potential he may be able to set the career scoring record in the MIAA tournament. And He's going to do that. He's a point away from tying that. He's only a junior. It was set back over the course of 1982 to 85, so it's a record that's been around for a while, and it was a Central Missouri mule, Ron Nunnally, who set that record, so he's going to knock him out of the record books here today against Central Missouri.
We are in the half, Northwest Missouri State 40, Central Missouri 28. When we come back, we'll hear from the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jasinski. That's coming up right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store and 5th and Buchanan or at MarylandGlassandLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com.
Welcome back to the Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. It's the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament, and Northwest Missouri State up on Central Missouri 40-28 at halftime. Joined now by the president of Northwest Missouri State, Dr. John Jasinski. And John, what a weekend this has been for Northwest fans.
I'll tell you what, the green and white showing well as usual. It's just unbelievable, John. We're used to it, but we don't take it for granted. Thursday, yesterday, and today, and boy, this game matches the first two games, right?
Oh, yes. And Kansas City's kind of a home away from home for Northwest Missouri State. Obviously, the couple national championships down on the cross of the state line. But besides what takes place athletically, I know Kansas City is a very important market for the university.
Well, that's so well said, because, you know, when you can win national championships and play for the postseason league championship, that all means something, because, you know, it reconnects Bearcats as usual. But we've got so much going on in Kansas City, John. For example, you know, opening up our Northland Innovation Center in Gladstone. We're so pleased with that facility, and it's designed by a Northwest alumnus. But we've got that. We've got partnerships with Metro Community College. You know, we're trying to shrink time to degree and cost to degree, so we're very pleased and happy to work with our partners at Metro Community College. And our Northland CAPS partnership with the seven Northland school districts and Metro Community College, again, accessibility, affordability, shrinking time to degree. So a lot going on in Kansas City. We've got another special project going on at Hardesty Renaissance, we call it, and more on that later on. And even our commencement speaker for the spring, Karen Daniel, just an unbelievable Bearcat. She's the CFO at Black & Veatch, and she'll be addressing our commencement speaker. She's also the this year's president of the Kansas City Chamber of Commerce. So many connections to Kansas City.
Right. And last night after the game, a little gathering of Bearcat alumni and fans downtown, and it's just great to see a lot of familiar faces, and they just really come out in droves for it.
They really do, and we had a gentleman fly in from Arizona, made the game, and you know, just so it's not just Kansas City-based alumni. We had former players come and from Iowa, and so yeah, you walk around that crowd, and it takes a while because there's so many Bearcats, but they're all so engaged and care deeply about this institution. It just speaks so much to all that have come before us, all that are with us today and tomorrow, because it's really all about that culture and climate, and it's very special to be a Bearcat.
And athletics really draws a lot of people back to campus, it seems like, and keeps that connection going with the university.
Without question, and we look forward to the NCAA selection show tonight. We anticipate receiving good news with regard to hosting the regional and what that means for economic development in the city, food and the stays and everything else that goes with it. And we'll be gracious hosts, but we hope to have some successes next weekend as well.
Gracious up to a point, I guess.
up to a point. But we're so thankful, John, of alumni and partners, all that means something to Northwest. And it's all about profession-based learning and really allowing our students to connect to the workforce, to contribute to that workforce. We all talk about workforce development. Northwest brings it every day.
And when you talk about the regional being hosted by Northwest, first time in history that they've had a chance to host this region.
Well, I know you and I have talked about this, but so many of us have thought we've deserved to host in the past so many times. And the ability to host, it really is historic. And, you know, you've got baseball and softball going on. You've got tennis going on. You'll have so many different activities. We actually have our career day this week, and so Joni and her team, Career Services, Cerners of the world, are interviewing our students, getting them jobs lined up. Yeah, a lot going on at Northwest Missouri State University.
I see a lot of billboards around the Kansas City area and all the way up the road to Maryville, just talking about being job ready after graduation, and that is very important.
Career Ready Day 1 is what we call it, and, you know, that's, you know, it's what we do at KXCB, KRNW, and what we do all around campus is we think about our strengths, STEM-based, science, technology, engineering, math, you know, what we do on the science side, agricultural sciences, biology, health science, and wellness, the list goes, computing science, but the list goes on and on and on. Why is that? Those are our core strengths. We're focusing on those core strengths, and again, it tags back to focusing on our students, get them career ready, and then also developing from an economic impact. You know, that study that we had completed third party, $670.5 million of added regional income just a couple of years ago, that study's huge. And as we move toward the Northwest Multi-Purpose Center, we've got a few things left to do there, and we're so thankful for so many contributing to that. But that's going to bring another $23 million in added regional income. Tie that to what the city's doing, what's going on at Mazingo, what's going on throughout the town and the region, and you say, wow, this is a very special time period.
All right, well, John, thanks a lot for being with us here at halftime, and we've got another half of basketball and hopefully another MIAA championship.
Let's go get it, John.
All right. That's the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, with us at halftime. The Bearcats in front at the half, 40-28 as they lead Central Missouri. We'll be back and have more on this. We'll take a look at the totals out of this first half right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at rogersrxmv.com. Support also comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for today's game comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. And from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installations. More at carpetplus.com. Support also comes from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 562-2424. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. Northwest Missouri State 40 and Central Missouri 28. We're at the half for the MIAA postseason tournament championship game on the men's side. As we take a look at the totals out of this first half, Northwest shooting 53.3% from the field, 16 of 30, 5 of 11 from three-point range for 45%, and at the free throw line, 3 for 4 for 75% from there. Cats out rebounding Central Missouri 18 to 9. 6 turnovers for both teams. And for the Bearcats, one player in double figures. That's Justin Pitts with 16 points. He's the only player in double figures for both of these teams. For the Mules, their highest scorer is Spencer Reeves with 7 points. He scored the first 5 points of the game for the Mules and really has cooled off since that point. Medina Northwest up at halftime as they lead 42-28 over Central Missouri as the Bearcats trying to win another MIAA conference tournament championship to go along with their regular season championship that they clinched earlier this year. Again, they come into this game seeded number one in this tournament. The Mules at 21-8, the number two seed in this tournament. But so far, it's Northwest Missouri State up 40-28 at halftime. We'll be back, get ready for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29 in St. Joseph, offering new and pre-owned bikes, parts, accessories, service, and custom work. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and Encase Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Support also comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com. Also from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. As a regional destination to shop, dine, and play, East Hills features over 50 stores and restaurants, including Texas Roadhouse and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Okay. Support for the halftime report comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln and Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest and Central Missouri back out. All right, through some final warm-up to get ready for second half play here at the auditorium. And again, the Bearcats up at halftime, 42-28 as they lead the Mules. And Matt Gorder, what a good first half for Northwest. And again, 20 minutes left to go in this one, but so far so good.
Yeah, we saw the Central shooting lights out right from the start of the ball game, and obviously the Bearcats are, they played enough basketball to know that something like that's not going to last forever. So they didn't get too worried about it. That's when Central was able to build up their 5-point lead. Cats just continued to play their game. I think wear Central out a little bit, forcing Central to play so hard on defense. We mentioned it late there in that first half. Northwest was averaging 22 seconds of possession, and it's just not holding on to the ball. That ball was on the move pretty much every possession, which means defensively you're on the move as well. So that's going to take a lot of leg energy to for Central to try to keep up, and I think that really hurt them late in the first half. We'll see how long they can do that in the second half.
It's been a special season so far, just one loss on the year, and I safely say Northwest will be hosting a regional next weekend, the first time the Cats will have an opportunity to host that Central region. That just means so much, not only for the team, but as Dr. Kaczynski was talking about, just for the region, whatever we'll bring into the community here in the next week.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, there's been studies done on the economic impact of what the university does for the region, and this actually is kind of extra because it's the first time it's ever happened. It's going to bring a lot of fans into the, I mean, you think about it, there's going to be, with the 8 teams involved, about 160 or so participants for those teams. Well, each of those participants is probably going to bring at least a couple of family members to watch that game. So all those people added up, and what are they doing? They're spending money in the regions, in the community, and helping out the community as a whole. So, yeah, it's a tremendous opportunity for the team, for the fans, and the region as a whole.
20 minutes left in this conference championship game of the tournament here in Kansas City. Let's just talk about the keys for the second half for Northwest.
I think just what they did in that first half, especially offensively, ball control, keep moving the ball around, keep that ball on the move. They got a lot of good looks because of that, but like we said, that really wore on Central Missouri, and I think they need to do that again here in the second half.
Before we get to the start of the second half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Bearcats will have the ball to start the second half. They go from our right to our left, and their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green, and the Mules in their black uniforms with white numerals trimmed in red. Out to the top of the key pits. Looks outside for Welty starting the second half. as he's in place of Vindell, picked up three early fouls in this game. Welty looks at the elbow left side for Doherty. Burns with eight on the shot clock, drives the lane up with a shot off the glass, swatted away by Lawrence inside. Ball kicked out front, but it's picked up by Rice for Central Missouri. They'll take it across midcourt off the left side, right in front of the left sideline. We'll take it out front with a pass. Gives it to Richardson. Right side, Wolf. Guarded by Welty. Now at front right side for Reeves. Into lane for Lawrence. Spins, a little hook shot over Doherty is good. Marquez on Lawrence with his first bucket of the ballgame. He's a player that averages 10 a contest. And it's a 10-point game. Northwest Missouri State in front 40-30. Going to circles, Pitts. Which right side for Snyder. Low right, Woods. Now to Snyder. They bring it out top to Keith Pitts. Left side, Welty. High post left side for Doherty. In the right corner, Snyder. Three on the way. Rims around out. The putback by Doherty is good as he crosses the bar. Boards hard and lays it up and taps it in. 12-point Bearcat lead, 42-30. Walking across midcourt, Rice. Between the legs with the dribble. Out front left, Richardson. Snyder gets in some room on the perimeter. Now to Reeves at the top of the key. Wants to drive on Woods. Spins into the lane. Up with a shot. Puts it up. Misses. And Woods with a rebound for Northwest.
Maybe something to keep an eye on with Reeves. He did not have a very good first half. Averages 17 points a game. He may force some stuff like he did right there trying to get himself into the ball game.
Pitts left side. On the wing. Dribbles toward the left corner. Finds high post left Doherty. Kicks the right side. Welty. Now to Pitts top of the key. Has Doherty come out. Set up a screen. And now pick and roll, Doherty in the lane, baseline left for Woods, back out front, Welty, open, he takes the three, and he knocks it down. Brian Welty with 6 points in this game. 15-point Bearcat lead, 45-30. Between the circles, Richardson. He's a double left wing. Yeah, Snyder gives him some room out on the perimeter again. Fires the dribble. Now to Reeves at the free throw line. Down the lane right. He goes on Woods. In the lane. Up for the shot. He's fouled. Misses the shot. But he'll get the free throw line foul going up with it. And the foul will go on Anthony Woods. And that's number three on Woods. So both Woods and Endow with three fouls apiece. 45-30. Northwest Missouri State in front. Spencer Reeves at the free throw line. A 6'3 junior from Newark, Arkansas. And his first free throw is good. 8 points for Reeves, and he's 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Woods to the bench, and Dow goes into the ballgame. So the Bearcats substituting two players with three fouls apiece. Second foul shot by Reeves is good as he puts it up with the left hand. 45-32, Northwest up, 17-30 left in the game. Pitts will take it in the front court. Looks right side for Welty. Now to Pitts near midcourt. Left side on the wing. Has Doherty come out and set a screen. Pitts dribbles to the left corner. Now to Doherty on the left wing. Back to Pitts left side. Now to Doherty. High post left. Cross court right side they go. Snyder low right for him down. He's guarded by Wolf with six on the shot clock. Spins right side. Up for the shot. Takes a high bounce off the rim. And the rebound ripped down by Marquez Lawrence for Central Missouri. Now lets it rise. Dribbles to the right wing. Now to the free throw line out front. Left Wolf a long three over Welty. Rims around and now Doherty with the rebound for Northwest. And it really looks like Central almost has given up on rebounds.
Well, not only that, but I think they're just taking some bad shots, trying to force some situations, and their teammates aren't ready to try to get in and rebound because of that.
Pitts right side, Snyder, low right, Doherty. Posting up from Lawrence, drives past him, into the lane. Pivots, up for the shot, banks it and hits it. Red Doherty with 8 points. Northwest up 47-32. Rice into the front court right for Central Missouri. Cross court left, Richardson. Finds Wolf into the left corner. Out front, Reeves at the top. Trying to look inside, nothing there. Now takes the jumper and takes a high bounce off the rim. And again, no one inside but Bearcats for rebound.
And yet again, another forced shot by Central.
47-32, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts left side. Guarded by Wolf. Now we'll drive past him through the lane to the bucket. Shot blocked out of bounds by Wolf, but as Pitts marked to the floor, a foul coming up on Central Missouri. And this will go on Kyle Wolf. That'll be his first. Breaking the action, 15-56. The left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 47, Central Missouri 32. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
47-32, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri, 15-56 left in this game. We're going to the Cats' largest lead of this contest. Back order, I'm John Coffey. Turner Lawrence is our studio engineer. Dustin Pitts will go to the free throw line. Foul before the timeout by Kyle Wolf. And for Dustin, his first trip to the free throw line. He has 16 points. A big free throw coming up here. And the first one's good.
Yeah, the Cats just maintain the lead that they have. Even every media timeout, it makes that hill that much bigger, and the clock becomes more and more of a factor for Central Missouri.
And the second one good for Pitts. So two free throws puts him over the mark. He's now the career leader in the MIAA postseason tournament in points scored. 49-32, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. 15:47 left in this game. In the left corner, Wolf guarded by Welty. Now left side for Rice. Pass fast to the top of the key. Richardson wants to drive on Snyder. Stops, pops, and hits. Just inside the arc. D.J. Richardson with 6 points. 49-34, Northwest Missouri State.
And if he goes off in the second half right now, he only needs 27 more points to take over the career lead in scoring for Northwest Missouri State.
Going left side, Pitts. Off the left wing, into left corner, Snyder. He wants a three and hits the side of the backboard, rebounded in the lane. Lawrence dives after the ball as he dives and gets called for a travel, trying to dive after it in front of Welty. He went after the ball as well, and the turnover gives it to Northwest.
He tried to call a timeout, but he had already traveled before he was able to try to make that signal.
And Dow will inbound off the right sideline for the Bearcats. In the second half, Northwest goes from our right to our left. Pitch to the top of the key, through the lane to the bucket, lays it up, and in. Easy drive to the bucket. He's got 20 points, 51-34, Northwest Missouri State in front. Rice dribbles right side, out between the circles. Goes to the left wing. Out front, Richardson. Baseline finds Wolf cutting in, and he's fouled by Snyder coming from behind, and that will pick up his first foul.
Good foul, though, by Snyder, because that would have been an easy layup otherwise, and Snyder made sure there was no way he was going to be able to get that ball up around the rim.
Kyle Wolf to the free throw line for the first time today. 81% shooter on the season. He has 5 points. Now six as the first one goes in. Senior out of nearby Lenexa, Kansas. And the second one is good. 51-36, Northwest Missouri State in front. 14 and a half minutes left in the game. Top of the key and down. Left side Pitts. Dribbles into a double team. Out front for Endow. Open. Takes the three. That one was good. But this was his first three-pointer of the game. He has 5 points. 54-36, Northwest in front. Rice. Front court right side. Drives on Pitts and now a double to the left wing. Into the left corner, Wolf. Back out to Rice. Draws it between the circles. Richardson drives onside, lost the head on his dribble. The ball goes out of bounds. And it belonged to Northwest Missouri State. 54-36, Northwest with the lead. 13:58 left in the game. Gets across the timeline right side to the top of the key. Finds him down. Now back to Fitz between the circles. The slider off the right wing. One dribble. Endow between the circles out near midcourt left side. Fitz. Dribbles through traffic through the lane. Stops in the lane with a little jumper there. 22 points for Fitz. 56-36. Northwest Missouri State in front. Left side Richardson. Top of the key. Dribbles right side into a double team. Into the right corner. Rice. Long threes. Too hard. And the rebound ripped down by Welty for Northwest. Cats now third largest lead of the game at 20 with 13-10 left in the game. Fitz takes the top of the key. Finds Endell. He'll drive the lane. Into the right corner. Welty open. He takes the three and nothing but that. 59-36, Northwest in front. And a timeout, Central Missouri. 12:50, left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 59, Central Missouri 36. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
12:50 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 59, Central Missouri 36. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Karen Lawrence is our studio engineer. Bearcats opening things up. Had a strong finish to the first half. They were up at halftime 40-28. Now leading 59-36. Their largest lead of the game at 23. Rice takes it to the top of the key. That's right side Reeves. He's really struggled after scoring the first 5 points of the game for the Mules. Off the left side, Rice. Now to Reeves at the free throw line. Guarded by Endow. Endow playing with three fouls. Right baseline pass in the corner for Smith. Now to Reeves with four on the shot clock. Takes the three. Won't go. Fight for the rebound inside. Lawrence coming down with the board and a whistle and a foul in the lane. This will go on Northwest. And the foul goes on Mosby. That's his first foul. Mills inbound baseline left. And in for Lawrence with one dribble knocked loose by Mosby, who will pick up his second foul, reaching in trying to slap the dribble away. And Devontae picks up his second very quickly. 59-36 again, Northwest in front. And this will get Marquez Lawrence to the free throw line, a 67% shooter this year. Remember, the MIAA third team, his free throw misses. He's been held to just 2 points. One more free throw. And that one is good. So, 6'8 senior It's the second of two, 59-37 Northwest. Full court pressure, the Bearcats will break it. And down to the front court, has his dribble tip loose, and he gets back possession at the timeline. Looks left side for Mosby. Out of pits near the jump ball circle. 12-04 left, Northwest in front, 59-37. On the left wing, Snyder, out front for Pitts, quick tap pass in the lane for Mosey, turns, takes the jumper, rims around and up, and the rebound, Richardson for the Mules. Pushes it down the floor, into the lane, gets the right side for Smith, through the lane he goes, left side for Rice, Rice free throw line, dribbles right side to the right wing, out of the free throw line, on Pitts to the bucket, now finds cutting to the bucket, Lawrence trailing on the play, misses the shot, draws the foul, and Lonte Mosby now with three fouls. Pretty quickly within the span of about a minute, Mosby picks up his third foul. And we got a break in the action now with 11:39 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 59, Central Missouri 37. We will be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
11:39 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State 59, Central Missouri 37. Goes Lawrence back to the free throw line. 6'8 senior out of Columbus, Ohio, went 1-for-2 just a moment ago at the line, and it's the first free throw here. Yesterday, and then went over Nebraska Kearney. They posted 17 points to go along with 10 rebounds and 3 block shots. The second free throw bounds out, and Northwest with rebound. Full court pressure off of that missed free throw by the Mules. Fitz will take it into the front court right side on Clarence Smith. That's spread things out a bit. Welty, right sideline between the circle authority who checked in during the break. Taking place in Mosby. Back right side, Welty. Now top of the key, Pitts. Free throw line pass tipped up in the air. Mosby keeps, or rather, the Doherty keeps alive. Into the right corner goes to Doherty, or rather, goes to Schneider. Misses the three-point attempt from the right corner. And the Mules will take it across midcourt right side. Right corner, Reeves, low right for Lawrence. Tries to back in the lane. Just called for a charge. Doherty there, and charge on Lawrence. That'll be his third foul.
Both Lawrence and Coach Carlskit were very close to getting technical fouls called on him there. I mean, at one point, the official that called the foul grabbed his whistle to blow it again for a technical and decided against it.
And now we'll go to the sideline. Anthony Woods into the game. And Woods will inbound against the full court pressure. It comes into Doherty. He's picked up by Reeves. Doherty with one dribble finds Woods once again. He takes it in the front court left side. Reeves pitches him up. Dribbles off the left. Takes the top of the key. Free throw line through the lane. To the bucket. Banks it. Misses it. Rebound. Carams out of bounds. And it will belong to Central Missouri. 10:40 left. 59-38. Northwest Missouri State in front. Sean Rice. Walks across the midcourt. The Mules go from our left to our right in this second half. Now to Reeves on the right wing. Out front, left side, Smith. Reeves turns, takes the quick jumper, and hits it. Nothing but net for the three-pointer out front. his second three of the game. He has 12 points, 59-41, Northwest Missouri State in front with 10-18 left. Pitch accelerates, free throw line, down the lane to the bucket, and reverse layup off the left side. He had Lawrence anticipating a layup off the right, so he wanted to go for the block. All of a sudden, he's over on the left side and has the layup. 61-41, Northwest. 10 minutes left in the game. On the left side, Smith. Pulls up, goes a little left for Lawrence. Posting up with Doherty. Drives right side, misses the shot, rebound to Northwest. Putting it in, Justin Fitz inside. 20-point Bearcat lead, 9:43 left in the game. 23 has been the largest lead of this game for Northwest. Top of the key with it is Doherty. Hands off to Woods. Dribbles right side off the wing. Now finds Welty. Out front, Doherty. 8 on the shot clock. Into the left corner. Snyder open. Takes the 3. Misses too hard. The rebound, Welty. Back out to Snyder. And they'll bring it out to 3 pitch. Northwest is set up. And run some more clock. 9:17 left in the game. A 61-41 Northwest lead. Gets to the top of the key. Now dribbles right side. Northwest spreads out the offense. Welty for the right sideline. Back to Pitts right side. Shot clock at 6. Pitts to the free throw line. Finds Woods cutting through. Ball knocked loose. Loose in lane and a whistle. And a foul coming up on Northwest. And this will go on Anthony Woods. That'll be Anthony's fourth foul. And Adele off the bench and into the game for Northwest. This is 61-41, Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats right now going with Pitts, Snyder, Welty, Doherty, and Endell. Rice dribbles right side to the right corner. Chased by Pitts, now drives the lane. Off the left side, lays it up. It goes down. They will, if they count the bucket, I believe they will. They do, and the foul coming up on Justin Pitts. That'll be his second foul. And Rice will go to the free throw line. Brad Woodson to check in for the Mules as Lawrence goes to the sideline. 8:44 left, 61-43, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri. Rice's free throw is good. So a three-point trip down the floor for the Mules. And they go into full-court pressure. Northwest in front, 61-44. 8:39 left. Pitts takes it across the 10-second line. Wing out front. Now a drive pass Woodson, a runner in the lane. Good. For a quick move, Woodson didn't have a chance. And Northwest Missouri State up 63-44. Rice into the front court left side for the Mules. Dribbles down the lane right. Out front right pass. Hits the hands of Vindell, had his hands up and back to it. He'll drive and slam it in one-handed from the other end. Vindell with his steal and the slam dunk. 65-44, Northwest Missouri State in front. And in front of us, head coach Stan McComb urging the fans to stand up and cheer this team on. There's 7:50 left. And a travel violation by Woodson on the offensive end for the Mules. 65-44. Northwest in front of the championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. 7:50 left. Breaking the action. Back after the 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installations. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company, Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt in Frederick in St. Joseph. As a regional destination to shop, dine, and play, East Hills features over 50 stores and restaurants, including Texas Roadhouse and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
65-44, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri, 7:50 left in the game. Reels go into full court pressure. As the Bearcats will inbound, Thorny takes the inbound from Endow. Now we'll get right back to Endow. And then we'll bring it down to four. He'll be met by the 6'8 Marquez Lawrence. Pulls up between the circles, trying to get the ball to Pitts, lobs it, and Pitts leaps up, brings it down as it was Reeves trying to reach up and steal that pass away. Pitts to the top of the key, looks left side, Welty. Now to Pitts, takes the long three, rattles around out, rebound tapped out front, and it's picked up by Snyder near midcourt. And Northwest Missouri State runs some offense once again. 7:16 left. Out front, Snyder. Bounce pass off the key for Doherty. Doherty at the elbow left side. Turns. Gives a bounce pass to Endow. It goes off Endow's fingertips out of bounds. Right in front of the Bearcat bench. 65-44. Northwest in front of Central Missouri. 7:06 left. Richardson into the front court right side. Out front right, Reeves. And he's bumped from behind by Endow. And that will be Endow's fourth foul. Matt Gordon, a little bit of news about a former Central Missouri State head coach.
Yeah, it came out just a short time ago. Kim Anderson has resigned at the University of Missouri after three seasons. Looks like he's still going to coach the team in the SEC tournament in Nashville this week. But he is out at Mizzou. And it was him leaving Central Missouri after their national championship that had Coach Carlskin take over the Central Missouri program as he is now.
Reeves at the free throw line hits the first of two. And he has 13 points. Now goes to the bench with Anthony Woods back into the ball game after Endow picked up his fourth foul. Second free throw, misses, and Snyder with rebound for Northwest. Pitts to take it across the timeline. 6:47 left in the championship game of the Minor Boy postseason tournament. 65-45. Northwest Missouri State in front. Mills opened up with a lead early, but the Bearcats, once they took the lead in that first half, they never looked back. Woods out front left for Pitts. Drives the lane. Kicks into the right corner. Welty. Now to Snyder. Now to Doherty. In the lane with one on the shot clock. Takes the shot. Rims out left from the rebound. Lawrence for Central Missouri. Goes it to Reeves, who hustles across midcourt to the top of the key, drives down the lane, up for the shot, banks it and hits it. Spencer Reeves, a junior, with 15 points, 65-47, Northwest in front of Central, 6:10 left in the game. Woods to the top, dribbles between the circles, trying to use his offhand to get a little space with Reeves. Now a dribble top of the key to the free throw line, out front right side, Snyder, back to Woods. To the right baseline as he bumped in a foul. Reeves should pick up the foul. And that will be Spencer Reeves' second foul. Reeves had 20 points yesterday against UNK in the semifinals. He has 15 right now. 65-47, Northwest up. Inbound comes out to Doherty. We'll hand off to Welty off the right side. Now to Pitts. Back pedals near midcourt. 25 seconds on the shot clock. 5:46 away from an MIAA postseason tournament title for Northwest. In the circles, Pitts dribbles. Motions for Woods to come to the free throw line. Takes the pass from Pitts in the left corner. Welty back to Pitts' left wing. Out front, Snyder. On three. Off the rim, no. And the rebound. Lawrence for Central Missouri. Allett Reeves with 5:24 left in the game. Top of the key, he goes. He puts up a, now it goes low right side instead for Lawrence, up for the shot and banks it in. 6 points for Lawrence. 65-49, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Just over 5 minutes left in the championship game. Anthony Woods takes it to the top of the key. As Mills giving him some space out between the circles. Out front left, Doherty. Now to Pitts on the left wing. Top of the key for Ruffy. Right side, Snyder open again. He'll take another three. This one off the front of the rim. Rebound is picked up by Northwest. And Pitch will bring it out. And set up another 30 on the shot clock.
Ton of credit there to Ryan Welty. He hustled down after that miss and tipped the ball off the bottom of the backboard to keep it alive and allow Woods to get under there and get that rebound.
Pitch out front, dribbles right side. We're going to see a sense of urgency out of the Mules defensively here as they allow Pitch to go right side. Takes the jumper, won't go, rebound Doherty. And the Cats will have a chance to bring out another 30 seconds off the shot clock. 4:13 left in the second half of the MIAA postseason tournament championship game. Pitch just dribbles out near midcourt. Now Richardson will creep out after him. Dribbles between the circles. Now backpedals once again. Shot clock's down to 9. Bounce pass at the free throw line. Doherty, left side, Snyder. Another 3. And this one misses too hard. And the rebound to Richardson. And here comes Central on the fast break. Richardson through the lane to the bucket. Lays it up and in. And we got a timeout with 3:44 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri 65-51. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from American Family Agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors lakeside rental cabins and a 40-room hotel and conference center opening in March of 2017. More at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at KingCityLumber.com.
3:44 left in this championship game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest 65, Central Missouri 51. Central Missouri still huddled up, getting some final words from Doug Carlskit, the head coach of the Mules. In Northwest, 3 minutes and 44 seconds away from a conference tournament title.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's just been a great afternoon. Not as exciting as the first two games in terms of the actual basketball game itself, but it's fun nonetheless with Northwest up by 14. It would take them turning the ball over a ton and Central scoring on every turnover. But I don't think that's going to happen with Northwest here today.
Northwest has led in this game by as many as 23 points here in the second half.
One of the big keys today has been offensive rebounds. Northwest with 13 offensive rebounds. Central Missouri with just 3. And that's a big reason why you see Northwest with the lead they have.
Full court pressure out of the Mules as Northwest looks to inbound. It comes to Welty. Hands off to Woods, who pushes it across midcourt, right side. And we'll double back out front near midcourt. 3:33 left in the game. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Reach out front, tries to reach in and knock the dribble away. Now into the left corner for Snyder. Top the key, Doherty. Hands off to Pitts. 8 on the shot clock. 3:20 left in the game. Snyder, low left side, Woods. Brings it back out front for Pitts with 2 on the shot clock. Pitts on runner in the lane. Arches it, misses the shot. Another rebound pulled down by DJ Richardson for Central Missouri. Mills right now have scored the last 7 points of this game. Right side, Reeves on the wing. Low right for Lawrence, pushing up with Snyder. Spins right side, bumping a foul, and this will go on at Zach. That'll be his second foul. 65-51, Northwest Missouri State in front of Central Missouri as Lawrence goes to the free throw line. Just under 3 minutes left in the game. Lawrence free throw rims in. Yeah, 7 points. Getting closer to his average of 10 per game. And the second free throw is good. 65-53, Northwest Missouri State in front. Welty will take him to the front court, but before he does, bump down a foul. This will get Ryan to the free throw line. Actually, it may not. That's just the 15th foul on the Mules here in the second half. So Northwest will inbound at midcourt. Welty looks inbound to the backcourt, gets it to Pitts. 2:51 left. Pitts will double into the front court left side. Now into a double team. And foul, or the timeout coming up first. Timeout coming before the double team. With Northwest Missouri State in front, 65-53. And the Bearcats in front again, 2:48 left in this ballgame. Keep it right here with 2:48 left. With Matt Gorder, Northwest Missouri State in front, 65-53. But all of a sudden, seeing a little bit of urgency out of the Mule defense.
Yeah, it's a little bit late. I'm surprised they didn't start that more around the five-minute mark with that pressure, with the lead as big as it was. The only thing I can think of is with them on a little bit of a run here lately, they think that maybe they can build off of that a little bit. But really thought we would have seen that earlier in this second half than what we have.
Last several possessions for Northwest offensively. They've been concentrating on just running a lot of time off the clock and just kind of had the shots to fall at the very end of that. Now Woods will inbound for the Bearcats. Gets the inbound to Wealthy. Finds Doherty in the lane, up with the shot hammered as he goes up with it. Fouled by DJ Richardson. This will get Doherty to the free throw line. That's Richardson's third foul. And Brett Doherty goes to the line where he's a 41% shooter this year. Doherty's first trip to the free throw line this afternoon, and he's nothing but net on the first attempt. Clarence Smith into the game. Deshaun Rice to the sideline for Central Missouri. 2:45 left. Northwest in front, 66-53. Doherty's second free throw rattles around, out, and Lawrence with the rebound for Central Missouri. Now it goes to Richardson. He takes into the front court right side. Out front for Smith. Looks left side, Reeves on the wing. Go left for Lawrence. Posting up now into double team. Now goes up from Spence past 40. And we're going to call for a travel with that spin move. The Bearcats will have it off the turnover. 2:28 left, 66-53 Northwest. Inbound Doherty. Now to Woods. Again, full-court pressure out of Central Missouri. Pitts will take it across the timeline. Finds Woods between the circles. With 2:19 left. Woods dribbles right. D.J. Richardson will pick him up. Gets a screen. Looks in the left corner. Pitts open. Takes the three. And it misses too hard. The rebound pulled down by Reeves. And he'll push it across midcourt left side. Reeves to the left wing, to the left baseline. Brings it out front left. Richardson open. Takes the three. Misses too hard. And the rebound, Woods. But Wes on a foul away from the ball. Welty trying to fight for the rebound with Wolf. And Ryan will pick up the foul. That'll be Ryan's first foul. 1:57 left. Northwest in front, 66-53. But the Caps have gone cold from the field. The Mules had scored 9 unanswered points before that free throw by Doherty. Kyle Wolf at the free throw line. It's a free throw. He's now 3 of 3 at the charity stripe. 66-54 Northwest Missouri State in front. Kyle Wolf with one more free throw. And that one's good as well. 66-55 Northwest Missouri State up. Again, looking at full court pressure. The inbound comes to Pitts. He immediately turns and will dribble across the court left side. In left corner for Snyder. One dribble out front left for Woods. He's fouled. As Reeves will commit the foul, that will be his third, and this will get Anthony Woods to the free throw line. Mosby and Endow getting ready to check into the ball game. Doherty goes to the bench. And Woods to the sideline. He did that last foul actually before the shot, so that is just the sixth team foul on Central, so the Bearcats will inbound. Inbound out front right side. Pitts, a dribble left. Trying to work some clock with 1:39 left. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Pitts between the circles. Just watching the time go. Now Central just standing there letting him dribble away. On the right side, Snyder. 1:25 left. In the right corner, Mosby. And tries the baseline up the top to Lassander. Monte with his first bucket of the game. 68-55 Northwest. Clarence Smith to the left baseline, drives, lays it up, misses the shot, and Lawrence follows it, hits it, and he's knocked to the floor by Welty as he's tried to crash the board off of that tip-in attempt. They'll count the bucket, and Welty will pick up the foul. 10 points for Lawrence. He goes to the free throw line. try to make the three-point trip down the floor. 68-57, Northwest Missouri State in front. 1:12 left. Lawrence 5-7 at the line, hits the free throw. And full court pressure again. Mosby takes an inbound. Fires his dribble, finds Snyder, lobs it into the front court, left for Welty. Hands off to Pitts. His double team in left corner for Welty. Back to Pitts, left side. Under a minute left in this game. 68-58. Northwest Missouri State by 10. Bearcat fans coming to their feet. And Mule just packing in right now, 2-3 zone. Off the right side, Snyder. Out front between the circles. Pitts, a long three on the way. Won't go, and the rebound out front for Wolf. Gives it to Weiss. Behind the back of the dribble, out front for Wolf, into the left corner for Smith. Three on the way, rims around out, the tip in, a tip no, and mostly clears the rebound, 30 seconds left, and a foul. Stopping the clock, foul will go on Kyle Wolf, that will be his second foul. And with 29.9 seconds left, Northwest up by 10, 68-58. 17th foul, while Mosby shooting a 1-1 for Northwest. Three players in for Central Missouri. Woodson into the ball game. Also in for the first time, Williams Gabriel. And Brett O'Neill and Burkett. Well, through the bench here as well. Pitts and Snyder coming to the sideline. And down to the sideline, Finley, along with Tyler Doherty. Three stars will be entering the ball game. They will have to wait for three throws by Mosby. 29.9 seconds left, the 10-point Bearcat lead. Mosby's first free throw is good.
This is going to be just the second time since the MIAA tournament became a postseason tournament that you're going to have back-to-back tournament champions, the four Northwest. The last time was Southeast Missouri State back in 85-86.
Mosby misses the second free throw. 69-58 Northwest, 22 seconds left. Brett O'Neill into the right corner, and a three put up and good from Kyle Wolf from the far right corner. And 18.5 seconds left. Coach Carlskin stops play to make a substitution. Mosby comes to the sideline. Sarsel in for Northwest. Also a couple more players in for the Mules as Matt Wilkerson along with Jacob Lawrence into the game. 18.5 seconds left. Northwest Missouri State in front, 69-61. Welty will inbound, gets the inbound to Tyler Doherty. Now to Kirk Finley, will dribble across the timeline with 13 seconds left. And Finley will be allowed to just dribble this one out. We're down to 7 seconds. Finley at midcourt, just going away with 3 seconds. Down to 2, down to 1. And that is it. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, the MIAA tournament champion. '69-61, the final score. Bearcats improved to 29-1 on the season. The Mules close out their year at 21-9. And the Bearcats, the MIAA regular season champions, as well as the conference tournament champions. Second year they've accomplished both of those feats.
What a great run it's been for this Bearcat team. Now that this goal is accomplished, they got another one to look forward to next week.
Central Regional in their eyesight now as the Bearcats win the conference tournament here, 69-61. We'll take a break before we go to our post-game activities. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
From Central Missouri, junior guard Spencer Reed.
And we are back in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State, with a 69-61 win over Central Missouri in the championship game in the MIAA postseason tournament. And Matt Gorder right now, all tournament team being announced. Justin Fitch being named the most outstanding player of the tournament.
Christian Boondell and Devontae Mosby also named to the all-tournament team for Northwest as well.
Hey, what a tournament this team has had. They played two very tough games to open up this tournament. In the quarterfinals, went over Lincoln University, winning by four. And then, of course, that exciting finish yesterday in the semifinals with the victory over Missouri Southern. A little different type of game here today. Northwest built up a 23-point lead in the second half. Mules actually went on a 17-4 run and were the final 7:51 of that game. But the Cats have built up such a lead that the Mules just couldn't overcome them. Northwest claims MIAA postseason tournament championship.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and we were talking about Justin Pitts taking over as the career leader in scoring percentage, or scoring, I should say, in the MIAA postseason tournament with another year to be able to do that if they present the trophy to the Bearcats. But you also look at Ben McCollum. After this year's tournament, he's taken over the lead in winning percentage in the MIAA tournament as well, overtaking Pittsburgh State's Kevin Muff.
Bearcats have been handed the tournament trophy. And now, with a banner proclaiming they are the tournament champions, pictures will start to be taken here. And just a great honor for this Bearcat team with only one loss on the season at this point, 29-1. They've got a lot more as far as their goal sheet to go, but they accomplished the tournament title here this afternoon, 69-61, the final score over Central Missouri. We'll be back and begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Pinnery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore, the bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And we're back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, the MIAA Conference Tournament champion for the second straight year. They're also the regular season champions as well. And That's just something that's very, very hard to do.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, we talk about winning the regular season title and how hard that is, but to do both of them, really hard to do. I mean, Northwest, you look at the fact that they've been winning the regular season title the last 4 years. They haven't been able to get the tournament title along with that except for the last couple of years. So it's a challenge for any team, and Northwest has pulled it off.
And the Nets are coming down here at Municipal Auditorium after this men's game. Also, we have on the court right now, Matt Fitton is part of our broadcast team as well, and Matt has Zach Snyder.
Zach, through this week, you guys get tough tests to go through Lincoln and then Missouri Southern to come out here, Central Missouri football fighting, but you still come out on top. What's this like as a senior going through it?
It's great winning it again. You know, it's really tough because right now we're the only one in the regional ranking, so we knew teams were going to be fighting for their lives, and that's just what they did. They gave us great shots, and we just played better. We just played together. We really played great team ball, and that's what got us on top this weekend.
Take me back to Saturday. You knock down that big three-point jump shot. You guys leave a lot of energy on the floor. It can go one of two ways. It's you're going to go ahead, roll on, and knock out Central Missouri, or use up everything in that ballgame. Clearly, a little bit left for this one. Walk me through just taking out Central Missouri, especially after that clutch shot you had one night ago of coming down on top again.
Yeah, we did. It was a quick turnaround, and it's tough because you got to turn around in 15 hours, and we had to get that game right out of our mind, as fun as it was. And we did have a little slow start that first 5 minutes, but we turned around. We did a good job doing that and played really well the rest of the way.
Fantastic crowd here in Kansas City. You set yourself up to be back home a little later on next week with the NCAA tournament first round. What's it like playing in front of these people?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, they packed it up to the top on our side this weekend. And, you know, we're really looking forward to getting back to Maryville. We know that place is going to be nuts next weekend.
Zach, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Again, Zach Snyder with Matt Trenton at courtside here as they begin to cut the nets down. And, Matt Gordon, that just doesn't get old, does it?
No, it really never does. It's tremendous. I tell you what, I love seeing green in Kansas City. Championships in Kansas City are fun. It's the second one we've seen, of course, with the football national championship in Kansas City over the fall. And I don't know. I'm going to live in Maryville for a long time, but I like Kansas City, especially visit with the sports team.
Maybe we need to get the national tournament down here as well. Let's go back to Matt Trenton.
Thanks, John, here on the court with Chris Ebu and Dow. Chris, going through it. MIAA champions once again. What's it like to get up there, cut down the net, and just be a part of this team?
Oh, it feels great. I love this team so much. I mean, we knew before the season that we could do something special because we had a lot of returners from last year. And, I mean, even though we knew we had the capability of doing it, it's a tough thing to do, especially 2 years in a row. I think Coach told us before the game it hasn't been done since the tournament is on neutral floor. So that's a special thing to be able to do it back-to-back, and I wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
Take me through your ball game. A little bit frustrating. You're getting some foul trouble. You'll battle through that. But you come out early second half. You play good defense. You knock down a big three-pointer, making an 18-point game. Then later on, the breakaway dunk. You're running off the court quite a bit with the foul trouble, but it still had to feel pretty good to be out there playing like that.
It felt good. I mean, I've been kind of frustrated. I mean, the whole tournament, I've been having some foul troubles. I mean, my coaches and my teammates just tell me to stick with it. I mean, it's hard not to be frustrated sometimes, but, I mean, I just try to be there for my teammates, you know, whatever they need me to do. And in the second half, they needed me to, you know, forget about first half, just come out aggressive and do what you can do to keep the lead that we built in the first half.
It's do or die after this one going into the NCAA tournament, but the way Lincoln put up a fight, Missouri Southern yesterday, even Central Missouri battling back, how big are these to get these under your belt and move forward?
It's huge. I mean, especially like a game like yesterday. This game was pretty tough. I mean, the scoreboard might not show it throughout the game, but they really fought, and I mean, they could have made a run any time during the game. So it was huge for us to keep the lead, and especially a game like yesterday when we really had to grind out a win. I mean, it's going to be huge coming into next week when the real tournament starts. I mean, we got the Sweet 16 now 3 years in a row, so it's a big hump that we want to get through.
How unreal is Justin Pitts?
I mean, you said it. He's unreal. I mean, he's the best player I ever played with. I mean, he's by far the best Division II player in the country. And, I mean, a lot of Division I teams wouldn't want to meet him either. So I mean, he's going to have a great career, and I'm really happy for him, his success this year and ever since he got here.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Good luck next weekend.
Hey, thank you.
and Matt Tritton courtside, playing with Chris Ibuendao, who put together a heck of a tournament despite really playing in foul trouble, Matt. That's something you have to consider, too. He got in foul trouble a couple of the games down here, but yet was able to put up some good numbers.
Yeah, and be named to the all-tournament team. That means that the time that he did get on the court, he made valuable and he made important, and he used it, took advantage of it, and he did it on both ends of the floor. I think that's what was the biggest key.
Let's go back to Matt Tritton.
Thanks, Sean. Now here with Anthony Woods on the court. Anthony, the feeling of getting up there, cutting down nets for the second time that you all.
Oh, it feels great, man, especially doing it with this group of guys. Everybody loves each other on the team, and it's just a blessing to do it twice in a row. Just love it.
Maryville's obviously a great place to play, and the crowd support's great. A lot of Bearcat fans here, but you're also back in your hometown playing in this basketball game. The emotions that go through not only playing but winning a championship here.
It means a lot. I have family come out and support. Just to win it here in KC is always amazing. Just like last year, it feels good. It's just really good.
How tough is this conference when you go through? You see the ninth seed, a great fight in Lincoln earlier in the week, and then you have to battle through Missouri Southern. Zach hits a huge shot there to win that one, and then you come out here and Central Missouri battles tough, but in the end, you hit enough shots to win this one. How tough is this conference?
This conference is really tough, man. You have to bring it every game. You can't take teams for granted. I know, like, throughout the conference, we were kind of breezing through teams, but it's win or go home here. So, you know, you always got to bring it, and those teams are bringing their A game, and we just have to make sure we step up.
Anthony, appreciate your time. Let's go celebrate.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, again, Matt Trenton there with Anthony Woods. I'm sure you hear in the background now is head coach Ben McCollum getting a chance to cut down the last strand of that net there on the court just to our left here.
Yeah, with this first being the first, the celebration doesn't get to last quite as long. There's still a women's championship here. It is sometimes maybe a little more fun to have the second one so you can take your time in celebrating, but the celebration will have to go beyond the court after this one for sure.
Again, as our post game continues on, Northwest with a win over Central Missouri 69-61. We'll be back and have more for you in our post game right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
69-61, the final score. Northwest with a win over Central Missouri to take the MIAA postseason tournament title. Matt Gorder, Matt Tritton, I'm John Coffey, and time for Extra Effort Award. And Matt Gorder, have a look at the tournament's most outstanding player in Justin Pitts.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only earned that award this year, earned it last year, and also is the career leader in scoring in the MIAA postseason tournament.
And Matt Tritton has Justin.
Well, Justin, take me through this ball game tonight. Shots not falling early on. Central seemed like they were hitting everything. Then all of a sudden, things just flipped, and you hit some big shots, some runners, knocked down a couple threes, and things took off from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think to start the game, we were all kind of nervous, like a championship game. So, I mean, give the congrats to UCM. They're a great team, and they came out strong and aggressive, and we fought back and started hitting shots and started locking down and executing the scouting report, ended up with a win.
Is that a product of just what you've gone through the entire regular season? You have such a big target on your back. Teams come out so hard that you don't hit a couple shots early on. You do get down, but then things kind of start to go your way.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts in practice, and the coaches get on us literally every day in practice. If we don't bring it, we have that such a big target on our backs that that if we don't bring it, we're going to lose. And that was shown 2 weeks ago at Missouri Southern. They brought it, and we didn't, and we lost about 20. And the next day, the next week in practice, we told ourselves that we weren't going to let that happen again.
You were talking to me before we went on about shots weren't falling in the last couple of weeks for you, but it felt like the minute you set foot on a municipal auditorium floor that things were going your way, everything you put up was going, especially 30 against Lincoln. Is it the time of year? Is it just things are kind of back in sync? What's working for you?
I think it's a lot of things right now. I mean, being back home in my hometown and having my parents be here, I think it makes me feel good and have the confidence that I've had before. Without hitting shots a couple weeks ago, it's pretty tough to have the confidence that I do now. But, yeah, it's a lot of things. I think being back home, my parents are probably the two main reasons.
You talk about the confidence that Coach McCollum has in you as well. He said yesterday in the post game about we give it to the little guy, let him go, and let him do his thing. We saw that again today of you're hitting everything you're putting up, especially early on. When you have a coach like that in your corner, it makes it a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Oh, it makes it a lot easier. It gives me more confidence that I have to have the teammates and the coaches that I have to believe in me to go make shots and make plays for them. Not only for me, but for them. Because, I mean, once I drive, it opens everything up. I mean, and it helps out a lot.
In my AA tournament, most outstanding player. Justin, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Again, that's Matt Tritton with our extra effort award winner as well, and Justin Pitts. We'll be back and hear from associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Austin Meyer, as the Bearcats win the MIAA tournament title 69-61 over Central Missouri. Back with more right after this on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. And from Nucor LNP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest, with a 69-61 victory over Central Missouri in the tournament title game. Before we talk to Associate Head Coach Austin Myers, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Awesome. Congratulations on a good win this afternoon.
Thank you.
And Victory, your team was down early in the ball game, but kind of a little bit of momentum. I think once you took the lead, really never looked back the rest of the way.
Yeah, we didn't come out great, you know, early, especially guarding the ball. We knew they were going to drive it quite a bit. And then offensively, we didn't really get into a good flow out of the gate. And, you know, there after the first few minutes, you know, Justin kind of turned it on and got into attack mode, and we felt a little bit better after that.
That seems to happen an awful lot when Justin turns it on there, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's such a special player, and, you know, it's almost like we want him to be full throttle every single second of the game, which I know can be tough, but he got in attack mode, and he was really good. And I mean, it was a complete team effort, but when he started going, that really feeds our team and it gets other guys going.
Got a couple guys in foul trouble early, and Anthony Woods and Chris Sandell, but the bench came through for you there.
Yeah, they did a great job. You know, even, you know, Grant Graham went in there in the first half. It was pretty brief, but went in there and defended. And you know, Ryan Welty, I mean, I don't even know what he played. 38
minutes.
So left him out there. And, I mean, he 10 rebounds. You know, I mean, he was tremendous. And you know, you can't just look at points for him. Obviously, he was 3-for-3 from three. But, you know, he's a guy that if he's out there, he's just a threat. Obviously, I don't know, but he's still probably shooting 65% from three, but he's a threat. So even if he's not scoring, that opens the floor for Justin and Anthony and other guys. And, you know, they were forced to stay home on him. You know, we did a good job against their down when they downed our ball screens and even in the zone, that when we got it to the middle of the floor, you know, they got to stay home on shooters. And our bigs did a good job of finding cutters and kicking out to shooters as well. And that was huge for us.
One of the things we talked about during the broadcast with Welty, I think in the Thursday afternoon game, you had a couple rebounds they came down with, kind of get slapped out of his hands. It looked like the last two games, he's much tougher coming down the boards.
Yeah, that's a great point. Definitely. We really stressed it, you know, especially going into Southern because we'd struggled as a team. But, yeah, he had struggled on Thursday. And, yeah, he was great yesterday. Every time he got his hands on a ball, he brought it in, he squeezed it, and that was huge. Because, you know, a big part of rebounding is just not going and getting it. It's securing it, bringing it in, and not letting guys come through and rip it away from you.
How tough was getting ready for this game after such an emotional game yesterday in the semifinals? And that last second win to turn around the very next day, really within maybe less than 24 hours, get back out on the floor to play another game. Was it tough to try to get geared up at the start of this one because of that?
No. No, I mean, with these guys, I mean, playing down here, they love this tournament. Playing down in Kansas City, they're ready to go. You know, playing UCM, you know, it didn't take much. You know, we did a little bit less at our shoot-around this morning than we normally do, just for leg purposes. But, you know, we had a really good warm-up. Guys were ready. I mean, I don't know how much fatigue is there. Obviously, you know, Zach struggled a little bit from three. You know, we didn't shoot it very well from three as a team from what we're used to. You know, Justin, Zach, 4-for-18 from three. That's pretty uncharacteristic. So I don't know if maybe playing 3 days or 3 games in 4 days had something to do with it. But nonetheless, you know, we felt defensively and the job we did on the glass, I don't think fatigue showed in those areas. So, but hopefully we got the missed jumpers out of our system.
And how special is it to come down 2 years in a row and win the conference tournament title after winning the regular season title as well? And just something that's tough to do.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you talk about, you know, having that bullseye of being the number one ranked team or third in the cut, whatever it is, and also coming in here as the regular season champion, where that's, you know, pretty much another bullseye. And, you know, teams are going to compete. They're fighting for their lives. It's the end of team season at this point, and you know, you're going to get their best effort. And obviously, UCM, you know, they played all the way down to the very end. You know, I think we were up by almost 20, and they got it maybe to 8 late, and, you know, they didn't quit. They weren't going to quit. They got really tough kids, and that's what you're going to see. And then obviously moving forward next week, you're going to see the same thing.
Yeah, and when you talk about getting everyone's best shot in this tournament, it really looks like it's coming down to the fact that the rest of the conference, they needed to win, one of the teams needed to win the tournament to get into the regional, and that's why we're getting that effort against you throughout this tournament.
Yep, it's going to be a different look for us next week. So, I mean, I think that could be a good thing, teams that haven't seen us. But, no, it's just a... Can't say enough about our guys and the job that they did, just being prepared, coming with energy, being unselfish. I think of Chris Endow, you know, he got foul trouble early and didn't really like the one that he got for his third, but he was really frustrated and, you know, talked to him at halftime and just, you know, hey, you gotta let it go. You gotta move forward with it. And we didn't start him out of the gate, and he accepted it. And he knew what was going on, and when he came back in there in the second half, he was really good defensively. He got a big time steal and dunk. And just says a lot about his character and putting that adversity behind him.
Well, as you look ahead toward next week, it really looks like Northwest will get a chance to host that regional. And what does that mean for your team to do something that you guys haven't ever been able to do before?
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, to do it for the first time in school history, you know, playing at our home, obviously our home fans, and then at the same time having, you know, the gym you shoot in every day, I think is a huge advantage. And just really appreciate everybody. I mean, we had a great crowd here today and all weekend, and our fans, I mean, just the amount of people down here, how into it they are, all of our alumni, former players, and it's just I don't think you get this very many places, so I think that's what makes Northwest special is the support and the people that are really into it. You know, they don't just come to the game because it's, you know, their school or whatever. They come to the game, they're into the game, they cheer, and we really appreciate that. Our guys, you know, they love the energy, they feed off of it, and I just hope they know how much we appreciate it.
All right, Austin, thanks a lot for being with us. Again, congratulations on the tournament victory.
All right, thanks, John.
And that's Austin Meyer, Associate Head Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Men's Basketball Team. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. And from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from East Hill Shopping Center at Belt and Frederick in St. Joseph. East Hill's newest additions include Rally House, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Leibowitz Menswear, and Party City. More at shopeasthills.com. Also from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com. And from Tiffany Care Centers, their six locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Kansas City, at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest wins the men's bracket MIAA postseason tournament championship with a 69-61 win over Central Missouri. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, a good win for Northwest this afternoon. They're able to check off another one of their goals that they set at the start of the year.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's a big one. You know, I think one point that was big, I think it was Endow that made it there in the post game. He said, you know, we knew every tournament or every team in this tournament was playing to get more playing time because nobody from the MIAA other than Northwest is going to be in the MIAA or into the NCAA tournament without winning the MIAA tournament. They knew that, but yet were still able to prevail, even though everybody was not just giving their best effort because it's Northwest, and Northwest was 28-1, now 29-1, but the fact that they had to win to get into the postseason really says a lot about what Northwest accomplished.
And when you look at what's impressive about this, too, a total team effort, too. You had players get into some foul trouble. You had to defend on guys off the bench maybe a little bit more than what you would normally. You look at Ryan Wilt, he played 38 minutes in this game today and did a lot of good things out there. this team just finds a way to get things done.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to do that, especially when different teams are going to try different things and try to take away different things. And if that's going to happen, if they try to take away the inside game, Northwest has a great outside game. If they've tried to take away the outside game, well, then you see Demo and Brett Doherty have good inside games, Justin Pitts with room to drive, things like that. I don't think there's any way that anybody's going to take Justin Pitts out of the game, whether you try or not. So most teams are going to think, all right, well, he's going to get his. Let's make sure nobody else hurts us. And unfortunately for those other teams, there's a lot of guys that can hurt you, and Northwest has used them where they can.
A lot of fun down here at Municipal Auditorium. It always is with the atmosphere. A lot of Bearcat fans that show up here, not only from Maryville, but the Kansas City area and beyond, that really make this a special weekend. And, well, we've got another special weekend coming up next weekend.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be even more special, the first opportunity to host the regional tournament. And, boy, that place is going to be rocking when the Bearcats play. So just kind of stay tuned and make the official announcement tonight. I'm sure it'll probably be not till either late tonight or tomorrow before you find out game times and stuff. If I were to have a guess, you know, you usually want to try to play the home team in the evening, you know, where fans can get their most. But it's going to be Saturday-Sunday games. The first round games will be played next Saturday. The semifinals will be played on Sunday with the championship on Tuesday. So just to kind of get you set in terms of the day of the week anyway, but we'll find out official times coming up here over probably the next 24 hours.
All right. Enjoyed it this afternoon.
It was a good one.
Yeah, and the final score in this matchup, Northwest Missouri State defeats Central Missouri 69-61. Behind a strong performance by Justin Pitts, ends up with 26 points to lead the team in scoring, as the Bearcats improve now to 29-1 on the season, and Central Missouri closes out their year at 21-9. Thanks to Matt Gorder, also Matt Tritton here at Municipal Auditorium, and Karen Lawrence engineering the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Municipal Auditorium.